The following program was previously recorded. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, it's time for Live and Local. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon. It is a pleasure to have your company. For you've heard of the Visiting Nurses Association, but have you heard of their annual Art and Soup fundraiser? It benefits shelter nursing, and this is the 23rd annual one of these. So we turn to an expert. Carol Patrick, VP of Development and Communication at the Visiting Nurses Association, joins me live. Hello, Carol.
Nice to see you today.
Nice to have you here. People may have driven by, seen the signs. There's one on Center Street, as a matter of fact, right. The big Visiting Nurses Association. What does that mean? What does your organization do?
Right. Such an incredible organization. And for folks who don't know much about us, we were founded in 1896. So this is our 124th year in the Omaha community. And we were founded by a young lady who was the daughter of the mayor of Omaha. And she looked around. She saw a lot of poverty in the streets of Omaha. She saw people who needed health care assistance and couldn't afford it. And she wanted to be able to provide that. So we were started on this mission of providing health care and services to people who may not be able to find those resources on their own. And that mission has carried through. We've also added these opportunities where we provide what we believe is the highest quality health care, hospice, and supportive services to people in the community. We take insurance now, so we make that profit, and then we reinvest those monies back into that original mission, and we make sure people who can't afford care for themselves continue to receive that high quality care from us. So for instance, this wonderful event that we're having on the 23rd of February, Art and Soup, we raise money to assure that there is a VNA nurse in every local homeless shelter, every local domestic violence shelter. The shelters themselves do not pay for that. We raise all of the money out of the generosity of the community and this really fun, unique event that folks can come and be a part of and know that they're benefiting a great cause.
And then the shelter is then staffed with professional nursing care.
Yes. So we have these nurses who are on the front line at the shelters, and folks come into the shelters, and many of them don't know how to navigate the healthcare system. And a high percentage of them also are dealing with mental health issues. So we've got co-occurring issues, mental health, addiction, physical health issues, anything from problems with their feet because they've been outside or they're not wearing shoes or they have ill-fitting shoes, problems with digestive system because they've been eating out of the dumpster,
sure,
or eating in unhealthy ways because they don't have the money to afford healthy meals. So our nurses meet them at that point, address the most eminent things, but then also help them find the resources in the community. They're at the shelters and with other community partners like Community Alliance and One World, and they're just that front line to help folks in all of the homeless shelters in Omaha and Council Bluffs and the domestic violence shelters.
Wow, that's incredible. What makes up your nursing staff? Where do your nurses come from? Do they have day jobs and then come do this too?
No. These are full-time
and
nurses.
And they work for you full-time.
And these nurses in the shelters are in the shelters full-time. They rotate around at different locations, and they really are amazing. And one of the things that I think is fascinating about the shelter population is folks in the shelter also tend to rotate around. They might, you know, meet their maximum time at one of the shelters and move to the next one. And here's the great thing. They've developed a relationship with one of our nurses. Lo and behold, they go to the next shelter, and that nurse is also there.
Sure.
So the relationship is built. The trust is there. And we want to work hand in hand with these local shelters, with our partners, to make sure folks are receiving the best possible care so we can ultimately transition them into housing, into health, physical health, mental health.
Sure. Right. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. So how do you recruit people to come work for you? Because it seems to me like you could not only have people starting their career, but people who have maybe been in a certain hospital or something for a long period of time, they go, you know what, I'd like to do something a little different, a little more grassroots.
Right.
And wow, you can go on out and now you are helping patients as grassroots as it gets.
Yeah, I really believe it's a calling. And whether you're in the shelter system, or you're one of our hospice nurses, or you're one of our home health care nurses, it takes a particular person, because part of it is it's somewhat entrepreneurial. You're going out into folks' homes, and what a great thing, as we see all of the issues that have happened with our health care system. Sure. And with healthcare insurance, one of the things that we're starting to see is a growth back toward home healthcare. It's been consistently growing, but if you think, 100 years ago, the doctor came to your house to visit, right? And then we had this big influx of clinics and hospitals, and the cost of healthcare went up, the cost of insurance went up. All of a sudden, we're finding out you can receive cheaper care. We have 0% infection rates doing sure. that home health care.
Sure.
You're surrounded by your pets, by your friends, by your family.
By everything that makes you feel good.
By everything that makes you feel good and secure, and then our nurse comes in to help.
It's fantastic. It's good for the whole patient, as it were. VNAtoday.org/artandsoup is where to go for information. NPR continues right now.